The investigation of what happened today will continue, likely for some time, but the space agency NASA must go on. And joining us now to talk about that once again is NPR's Ira Flatow. Ira, welcome once again.
Thanks, Steve.
So where does NASA go from here?
Well, I think NASA first has to get over the immediate shock that it had today, and we've been seeing it trying to cope with this tremendous loss that has occurred. After that, it's going to have to regroup and figure out just what happened. And this is going to be the hardest part, you know.
What's the greatest challenge there?
Well, we have all these pieces scattered over 200 miles of countryside. We were not close enough to see what happened. We don't know exactly the sequence that happened. NASA said at its news conference this afternoon, it thinks it's looking for some key pieces, and that might answer the question, how do you find those key pieces? How do you know where to look? Who's going to turn them in? On the one hand, NASA says, you know, don't touch any of the stuff. On the other hand, it wants to know where all the pieces are.
You know, one of the first really ominous signs after it was reported that the shuttle was missing today was when NASA told people who were involved in the landing, turn in your records of this event. And that reminds me that this is an agency full of people who were deeply involved in this disaster today, deeply involved in trying to bring the shuttle back. They now have to be involved in this investigation of the past and at the same time try to push the agency forward in some way.
They do, and they're going to do that by probably convening an external committee that will be independent from NASA. And that will be key. Can the public trust that NASA can investigate itself and by doing that create an external commission?
And just in a few seconds, Ira, is NASA confident about its future as an agency?
I think it is. And as you heard, the president said that, you know, president is at the top of the heap, and he said the space missions will go forward. And NASA said we're going forward, and we may have to slow down for a while. It'll be interesting to see how many months or years the shuttle is offline, and that will be key.
NPR's Ira Flatow. Ira, thanks again. And now we take a moment to recap today's events. Crews are combing a 120-mile-long debris field in East Texas tonight, looking for the wreckage of the space shuttle. Columbia broke into pieces. A cloud of fire and smoke this morning as it re-entered the atmosphere. It was just 16 minutes away from the runway at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The seven astronauts on board are dead. Across the country, groups of people gathered around radios and televisions, stunned by the news of a tragedy that so closely resembled the explosion of the Challenger in 1986.